Where did you have Geelong in your top eight at the start
of the
year?
Outside the eight.
Yeah, so did I. So did I. I had them even further than that. And now they're going to go 5-0. So they're 4-0, and they play North Melbourne this week at GMHBA Stadium. And their top enders are still playing well. They've still got no Dangerfield, no Cameron Guthrie, but the guys like Tommy Hawkins, Jeremy Cameron, Tom Stewart,
Holmes,
they're still playing really, really good football. And then you've got guys like Myers, plays his role to perfection. Brad Close does. Zach Guthrie, I had Zach Tui speak to some Haileybury players during the week. He said, Zach Guthrie, one of the most underrated players in the game. Dempsey has been one of the stars on the rise this year. Tanner Brun is showing to me that maybe he could be an elite midfielder, not just a good midfielder. Well, I've seen some special things from him this year. And Ollie Henry. So they're doing it again. Even Bowes kicked a couple of goals and looked good on the weekend.
You have to marvel at Chris Scott.
Yeah.
I know every time I say something like this, I've got Lee's thoughts in the background that the best teams are usually built by the best players. Yeah. But Chris Scott's record about just getting them to the line each and every year, even with an ageing list. Yeah, I have to marvel at him.
And the other thing he did too, Sam, was change his whole coaching staff. So he brought in Stephen King. He brought in James Raleigh.
Yep.
So that's another aspect of Geelong not being afraid to make change.
Yeah, because Scarlett left, Matty Knights left. There was one other, I think, left after before they won the next premiership, after they got thrashed by
Carousella could have been another
by Melbourne. Yeah, I think it was Carousella.